For Peli Yoetz tonight, we're going to look at the essay on Beis HaKnesses. And this you'll find in the printed editions on page 46 in this particular edition, which we've been using every Tuesday night. Mitzvos Hashkomas Beis HaKnesses U'Me'advorim Sha'Ochel Miperoseyem Ba'Olam Azeva Keren Kayemes Lo Li'Olam Abba. This is a Mishnah in Peah, which we have a custom of reciting daily, and now we're emphasizing the Hashkomas Beis HaKnesses, that a person should get there early. Some people, unfortunately, have a tendency of coming late on a regular basis. They should realize and energize themselves to come early. That's called Hashkomas Beis HaKnesses. V'yadua di omru b'shas brachos tavches dahainu dahanile lebnei bovel lemehevi save, that the Bnei Bovel were very meticulous about coming early to the Beis HaKnesses, and they were zocha, they merited having children, grandchildren. Kid amar lehu Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi lebonov, and this was the legacy that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi left for his children. Kedimu v'chashichu lebei knishta, come early and stay late in the Beis HaKnesses, ki hechi detorichu chaye, that you'll have arichas yomim. V'amaktim lios me'asor rishonim, if you'll be one of the first 10 to come into the shul, notel schar keneged kol aboim, your reward is commensurate to all those who come later. Even if you gather them together and put them on one side of the scale, you're in there as one of the boim rishonim. U'befrat hamakdim lios rishon, if he's the first one to show up, hiflig miod, there's a radiant description of the reward for such a person in the Zohar, and the praise that we heap upon such an individual, the koi bedargo de tzaddik, he's considered like a tzaddik just simply because he's the first one to show up. He turns on the lights in the Beis HaKnesses, or maybe in the summer he turns on the air conditioning. Who tikkun gadol ifgam abris, and it's a special takana for someone who was guilty of, he's probably referring here to hashchos zera, nasareya ov rechima de kedusha de kudsha brichu. In other words, the Shekhinah is there. He's there to greet the Shekhinah. The Shekhinah is not left alone, lonely, wondering where's everybody. He's the good buddy. He's the friend, the reliable, beloved of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mishama ka'elo v'lo ishtadu v'kol kocho. If a person hears all the great merits and the rewards, and he asks that as a rhetorical question, would he not certainly give it all his energy? Lios harishon, to be the first, all of hochas me'asor rishon, and to be amongst the first 10. Lasos nachas ruach liyotzo, to bring nachas ruach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his creator, a mishalim socher tov liyotzi ritzono. However, yesh rabim sheboim vashkoves beis haknesses hayuchol lios me'asor rishonim el sheboharim leishev bachutz be'ezras beis haknesses la'arbos besicha. The people actually do show up early, but they want to come to shmooze. They don't even go into the sanctuary. They sit outside in the vestibule, in the area outside. And v'yozul achirim chelam, and they gave over, they forfeited their opportunity to be from the Asur Rishonim to others who come later. V'ein somal lev, they're not paying attention to realize, to recognize what they're giving up. Here's their opportunity, they're there early already. V'ein omak pichi kadmenu achir, they don't mind if somebody comes earlier. Well, why give up on that opportunity? They don't really appreciate and recognize the significance of this mitzvah to be in the shul, ready for davening, amongst the 10 rishonim. There are those who take it easy with a laid-back attitude. They instead of going into the Batei Knesios, they're together with the ignorant people on the outside, and they're sitting there on Shabbos and Yontif, waiting for the Shliach Tzibah to get to Baruch Shomar, and then they go in to join the rest. And then, of course, by that time, they're a little behind, they fall behind, so they start skipping and davening certain parts of the Tefillah B'Yechidus. And he says, woe to them, they're causing a loss for their own souls. And this is like Azivas Hashem, that they should be there and hang out with the Ami Aretz, with the ignorant people, instead of coming inside. And he's addressing himself to the Rabbonim and to the leaders of the community. They should be mechazik the oilim on this, and make sure that they themselves and those who are Yoreis Hashem should not be sitting there amongst those who are on the outskirts, who are on the shmoozes. A short story I wanted to tell you is about my sister who was in Shidduchim, and my father had heard the name of someone who had suggested, so he knew the rabbi of that shul, so he called up the rabbi, a good friend of my father's, and he asked him about so-and-so. So the rabbi said, Bezal Losh, he said, I don't know him too well, he sits in the back. And my father understood the remez here. He didn't want to say bad things about the person, because he's a member of the shul, but he was telling him that he sits in the back. That was not a praise. So we have to get the people inside the shul. They should start davening. There's so much to say even before Baruch Shomar. V'yadua sha'omru al harav ha'ri sh'lo ayam me'asor rishonim l'fi sh'ayu b'nei odom sh'ayu makdimim kodim alos ha'shachar v'hu ayarotza leilech l'beis ha'knesses m'utav b'tzitzes v'muchta b'tfilin she'hiflik mi'od v'zor ha'kodesh b'shvach Hamagil aholech mi beso lebeis haknesses muto betzitzis umuto betfilin. The mechazri kame havu yikar ledyukna demalka called the mekabel dona hanichnas beis haknes vlo tfilin the omer eshtach velaychar kodshav yirasecha kudshabrichu omer oz on hu moroi ha soyed sadusa de shikra. In other words, the Arizal would come a little bit later. He wasn't amongst the first 10 because he had another kepeda. His goal was, in his view at least, was even greater than being amongst the Asar Rishonim. And he wanted to go into the shul when he was wearing his tzitzis. He was wearing his tefillin. And there's a great kiyum here of coming into the shul with tzitzis and tefillin. It's kind of like a person about whom they announce Havi Yikar L'Diukna, he gives honor and kavod to the Dmus Diukna of the Melech, of the Malka. Hine ki chen ashrei enosh yatzis os lotzis min abayis muta betzitzis umuchta betfilin. This is a great madrega from the perspective of the Bali Kabbalah. If he leaves his house, he's already wrapped himself up in tefillin and talis and tefillin, and al yachush lios me'asor rishonim, even if he's not amongst the first 10, ki mitzvah la'acher kedesh lo lahakdim la'nicham b'yod laila. He says there are those who count earlier, and maybe they're amongst the 10, and they get there before alos ha'shachar, and they're already wearing talis and tefillin, and it's too early for talis and tefillin. And that's what he writes here, that the Arizal was not amongst the first 10 because there were people who came too early, before Alos HaShachar, and they were already wearing talis and tefillin. And that's Laila, that's still nighttime, before Alos HaShachar. And how much more so during the winter months, when the moon is still out, and it's a cloudy day, you have to be very careful to make sure that you don't put on talis tefillin too early. V'al kol panim lo yavar mi lahanicham bi ezras beis haknesses im beiso rochok mi beis haknesses. He recommends highly that if it's too long of a distance from your house to the shul to wear the talis and the tefillin, then you should put them on in the ezras beis haknesses, and then walk into the Beis HaKnesses when you're already I know people who are makbid on that. He says, "Kodem sheikonis beis haknesses torch litol reshus beamiras posuk vani berov chazcha vov beisecha." You need a matir, he says, to walk into the shul. Who asked you to go into the shul? The shul is a holy place where the shechina is. V'lo k'mo rabim shein yodim yomim osol liachar knisa. They recite this pasuk after they get into the shul. It's part of the matovu alecha Yaakov, but it should be recited, he says, before you enter into the shul. It's a matir for the biyad lebeis haknesses. And then he says, yishal ha-pesach. Before he goes in, he should take a pause, and that pause is a demonstration of chared likaris lebeis hamelach. He's about to enter into the king's palace, in the presence of the king, he's going to certainly be overwhelmed by fear and awe. And here, for sure, it's the melech ram v'nisa oyom v'nora, and therefore he asks for reshus to enter in. It's kind of like, you know, knocking on the door, waiting to get the okay to come in, by reciting the pasuk v'ani berov chazdecha. V'gamal pasuk zeh tzorch sheyachdim lo mevirchas ha-shachar. He should recite birchas ha-shachar. And that includes also birchas ha-Torah before he recites this pasuk, because we're not allowed to recite a pasuk in Torah without first reciting birchas ha-Torah. And v'tzorch l'shanos v'lomar v'ani v'rov chazcha v'o v'isecha v'o beso v'shtach v'el hechal kodsho v'yiroso v'matov v'manoim sh'yisaknu teva l'aniya ir v'yosimu osa v'knisas pesach v'is ha'kneses v'yikvu chor. Yikvu is me loshen nikuv. Nikuv means to drill a hole. V'dalso Kidesha call a nitlas beisakneses yachtim litein shom prutal itstaka. So if there's a container, so to speak, a receptacle that's attached to the door of the beisakneses, and you can put a hole in the door in such a way that you could put money in and it falls into this kupa, and that's going to be a mitzvah of tztaka even before he comes into the shul itself. Ha'oshir lo yar vevadal lo yamit mi pruta v'chol pam. Even if he gives the most basic coin in that currency, v'yomar, and he should recite a pasuk in Tehillim, v'ani ani b'chzedek echze panecha. In other words, I'm coming to see you, God, and before I do so, I do tzedek. Tzedek here means tzedakah. V'zedor gadol u'moel harbe. Vanina hagti lomar seder zel fomim ani mosif bedvarim lefitzach shal kol tzar shal tovo. Because when you give tzedakah, you're allowed to give tzedakah al menach sheyichyeh, so for the refuah of someone, and therefore you can add your own tefillah as you're about to enter into the Beis HaKnesses and you're giving tzedakah. V'tov lomar Hareini holich lebeis haknesses liyachta shma de kudshabrichu shchinte, and these are yichudim that have to do with kabbalistic ideas. Bidroa yemina in the evening is a different nusach. Vani muchan litein tztaka lasos ruach nachas ruach liyotzreinu leilu shchinas uzenu ulechapar savonosai vavonos avosai. Uli'ili nishmasam, uli'ili nishmas Rabbi Meir Balanes, Kideshizchus, Rabbi Meir Balanes, Yogin Badenu, Shenavod es Boreinu, Avoda Shlema, Avoda Tama, Liorch Yomim, Lishnos Chaim, Vilo Seuna Eilenu, Ra'a, Venegalo Yikrav Bialenu. He has this whole long nusach here, we can go through all the parts of it, but the main thrust of it is that you're asking Hashem to give you the ability to move forward in your Avodas Hashem, Avodat Tama, he calls it, Avodat Shlema, for many years. Orach Yom Shnos Chayim. And nothing evil should befall your oil, your house. And I'm asking that the Zchusra Meir Balanes should be for me, my Zera Kodesh, Zera Noshim, Shlema V'midos, V'deos V'chol Mini Shlemos. And then there's a famous sentence or supplication, Allah de Rabbi Meir Aneni, that the God of Rabbi Meir should respond to my prayers.
V'ani b'tzedek ekzafanecha, esba aba hakitz t'munasecha, v'beis alukim nahalik v'rogesh. These are all psukim in Tehillim. Manora amokam hazeh, this is already Yaakov Avinu parshas Vayetzeh. Ke'en zekim beis alukim v'zeh shara shamayim. And that's probably because the Beis HaKnesses is called the Migdash Ma'at. It's a microcosm of the Beis HaMegdash. That's called Beis Elokim, Shara Shamayim. U'miyo lo yuchal loma kol zel k'shebov hashkoma. He says, we want to say this whole recommended paragraph, this supplication, that you should come early. She'ein shum odom Beis HaKnesses, by the way. You might be the first one in the Beis HaKnesses. And let's assume people enter into the Beis HaKnesses as a single file, k'shesh anoshim yibayisu b'chutz, and if you're going to do this public demonstration of reciting this yura, this supplication, it's mechzik yura, looks like you're trying to prove a firmkeit, you're trying to show how pious you are. So it's best to do this when no one's around. Aval yochel lahakdim lomer b'bayis, if he would like, he could recite it in his house, before he leaves towards the shul, over derech halichos on his way. Again, he has to make sure he's not passing by any filthy areas. V'al kol panim lo yifchos mi lomar b'pesach beis haknesses pasuk ani b'rov chazdecho. Certainly, when he enters into the shul, the barest minimum is to say v'ani b'rov chazdecho. And in addition to the Netilas Rishus, we might add that puts you in the mood. You know, you begin to contemplate. Sometimes we do things by rote, and especially something that you do daily, day after day, you don't pay any attention. Are you realizing, are you aware of the fact that you're walking into God's bias? Acher kavona saliv hein hadvorim shetzorch lios yore v'chored v'roesh v'roed ech yikones lehechal ha-melech klima libusho klima. So Yerushalayim reaches its apex in the moment of entering into the shul. V'yechavin b'omer v'ani v'rov chazgal v'veisecha shu'eno kedai likones lehechal ha-melech. Who am I to enter into the inner chambers of the king? Im lo bavur godol chazdo, if not for the fact that God extends a compassion, u'bizchus avos rishonim, in the fact that we stand on the shoulders of our great ancestors. V'yechavin chazdecha remez le'avrom avinu lav shalom isha chesed. Avram Avinu's midah, he personified the attribute of chesed. And then Remez LeYitzchok sheniskadesh al gavi mizbeach, we say also kodshecha, right? We say ani barov chazdecha oveisecha, and we mention kodshecha, and that's a remez to Yitzchok, who is niskadesh al gavi mizbeach. And then we say biyirasecha, which is a remez to Yaakov, who said manora ha-mokom hazeh. V'al schusam, that's the matir that we can enter in, is based on the fact that these are our forefathers. And onu nispach, we rely, we stand and lean on the schusim of our forefathers, likonis ha-mokom kodesh, to allow us to enter into the mokom kodesh. U'mitoch kach, ha-chai yiten alibo lamod sham v'eimo v'yira b'reses u'b'zeah. So he's in a state of absolute awe when he enters into the shul. And of course, it doesn't even cross his mind that he would get involved in sichas chulin to talk about the stupidities, chas v'shalom. He's in a state of emas hashchina shorisham. Yeah, I'm curious to know whether this description of the shchina in the shul applies to every single shul. What about a private Beis Knesses? Or what about a Beis HaMedrash? Or you can ask about Chutzlarts versus Eretz Yisrael. There are many different categories and questions that you could ask when you get down to the nitty-gritty details. The Zohar goes ballistic over people who schmooze in the shul. It's like he's insulting the Shechina kaviyochol. And v'lesle chelik v'lo ka Yisrael. He loses his chelik in the God of Israel. Tismar saros enosh miros chomer shabo. You know, the hairs on our body will stand up when we shudder at the thought of how chomer it is to speak, you know, divrei chulin in a Beis HaKnesses, in a holy place. And he goes on in this paragraph to dramatize and inspire us about the severity of something that's so evil to speak and desecrate the Kedushas Beis HaKnesses. Some say that if you see a shul that eventually got destroyed, it's because they were schmoozing in the shul. Oily lahem labrius miyom adin miyom atalchacha. He's paraphrasing the famous Chazal in the Medrash about when Yosef reveals his identity to the sons, to his brothers. Oilam miyom adin, oilam miyom atalchacha. And he says that on days when you have a simcha in the shul and people come to be in the shul, on yontif people are in a joyous mood, and somehow they lose the focus on the awe of being in a Beis HaKnesses, the Marvin v'schok v'kals rosh, and if anyone could influence them and inspire them on this area, they should do so. But there are those who are very careful about not speaking in a shul. But those people who really want to be careful about this, but people speak to them and they feel that they'll be embarrassed if they don't respond, or they'll laugh at them as if they're super pious, for Lomar to declare and be honest about it, they're afraid to say that, to take that statement. You know, we always need people with guts who are willing to stand for their principles. When we talk kach, am hu medaber, at the end of the day, he also speaks, and he gets used to it. It becomes like a heter for him. But ish hayores Hashem yochzenu rad, he should be awestruck by the seriousness of this moment of being in the shul, and lo yevosh b'nei kol, he should not be embarrassed in front of anybody. The Yomim Pe Mole should declare explicitly, "Eini medaber beis haKnesses." I belong to that group of people who don't speak in the Beis HaKnesses. You know, I travel in the car. I listen to Kol Chai. It's a radio station, and they have this whole mivtzai where they're giving out prizes to people who are willing to commit themselves not to shmooze in a Beis HaKnesses. This is the latest project and the push, because a person who says that I'm not going to be the one who speaks in a Beis HaKnesses means I'm not willing to give up on something that's worth more than anything. And therefore, Lo Yochesh LeBushi, he shouldn't be afraid of Busha. He should be proud that he's unyielding and he's taking a stand on this issue. Vu Lochus Al Nafshe, he's really having compassion on his own Nefesh, and also Al Kvod Kono, on the glory of God. And therefore, Zekal Gadol Lo Yav Lo Lavar Shuma Vera Shelo Lihimana Mikim Shumit Velo Shelo Lihimana Mikum Shumit Smeya Busha. Person should never violate an Iser or omit a mitzvah because of Busha. And therefore, the Mishnah says in Ovis Avi Az Kanomer, he should be powerful and he should be unyielding, and comparing it to a leopard. Lasos Ritzon Avicha Shevashmaim, I'm doing the Ritzon of my Father in Heaven. If he's careful about not speaking Divrei Chulin in a Beis HaKnesses, not only will he be spared from the punishment, but on top, to boot, Nosomo Gamkein Schar, he gets Schar Kaosi Mitzvah as if he did a mitzvah. And what mitzvah is he fulfilling? The mitzvah of Umigdashai Tiro, which again literally is referring to the Beis HaMigdash, Mora Migdash, but Beis HaKnes, Umigdash Mi'at, as we said earlier, it's a microcosm of the Beis HaMigdash, and Tzarech Lira Menu, and there's a Chiyuv to be Yore from the Beis HaKnesses. In the next paragraph, he gets into the laws of the mitzvah of Mora Beis HaKnesses, and he writes, and some of this is in the Masechta Megillah, in the last parak, Ubechlal Mora Beis HaKnesses Lo Yitin Shom Bekolo Kol Az. You know, you don't scream out to somebody. Afil Likros L'Shum Adam. Sometimes you want to enter into the Beis HaKnesses in order to call somebody out. That should be avoided. O Limchos B'Yad Achirim Ha'usim Shelo Kahogen. So you scream out sometimes because you want to point out that someone is misbehaving. But Tzarech L'daber, if he needs to speak in the Beis Knesses, then he should walk up to someone, Yedablehem Belachash, he should whisper to them, Benoam, and in a very sweet, soft voice, Bekovid Rosh, and with a certain sense of awe and seriousness, Ke'omid Ve'Heichal HaMelech, because he's standing close to the king, in the inner chambers of the king, V'ayin Roah, and the eyes unfortunately see, Eich Omdu Mifnei Sari Arts V'Shofteh Bekovid Gadol, that in the Beis HaKnesset they don't behave the same way that people would behave in front of the Sari Arts, the great officers of the land, V'Shofteh and judges, where people stand Bekovid Gadol, V'ein Kol V'ein Ona Kol D'mama Daka, they speak in a very low, soft voice, and it's very it's anguish in enticing it generates anguish when we see that Jews go into the, he says, even the goyim when they go into their lahavdil of avdos, they go into their sanctuaries where they pray, they stand v'kavod gadol b'yom ha'avira. And we're standing in front of the Shofet Kol Ha'aretz, in front of the judge, right, with a capital J, and we see the awe that we should, we should feel and sense the awe. And therefore, v'im yirtze l'daber ezes fas yeser b'charono, and if he's going to get angry and he starts raising his voice, yivalu v'chamas melech malchei amavas, a terrible thing could happen here in front of the king. So therefore, how can you stand in front of the Beis HaKnesses and you don't see what's in front of you, the Shofet Kol Ha'aretz, the Shekhinah. And the reason for that is that God doesn't punish you on the spot, zap you, but nevertheless, Ein nifroim min ha'odem tekef u'miyad, ela b'derech sh'odem rotza leilech v'nichen oso. God stands aside, so to speak, and he lets you go on your path. And the Yetzer, the evil inclination, Samuch, is right there. Omed al yamino l'sitno, he's right there on the right side to try to induce you to misbehave. U'misito heteis kofel l'havir al das kono, and to violate the will of his God. Avochovas gavru liyehudi amamin v'munah shleim etzius Hashem elch nora v'yoyim b'chol mokom alo kol arts kvod v'yosim izgaleh ha'eroso v'shkinoso b'heichal kodsho. So although God is there, God is here, God is everywhere, but especially in the Beis HaKnesses, that's the heichal ha'shchina, where there's hashros ha'shchina v'mashgiach al kol darki b'nei odom. There's a special providence, a special supervision on the part of Almighty God in that place. Umeshalmin, a person, heaven forbid, will be punished, even a feel for sicha kala, even for a discussion of something that's not diburim asurim necessarily, but it's sicha kala. And hayom la'asosim mochel kabel schar v'yonesh. And therefore, a person has to overcome his Yetzahara, subdue the Yetzah, Lochavas Yitzro, Kach Yichvos, so that's his obligation, Kach Nolo, and that's the beauty of a person who behaves in that fine way, Ashrei Ish Asher Yorei Es Hashem B'chol Mokom, V'kol Shkein V'heichal Kodsho, Has Mipanav, Lo Yishma V'kol, he should not listen to the Yetzahara that tries to entice him, V'boel HaKodesh, L'dabrim Chaver Teshmuz with his friend, together, Gadol Gadru Rishonim Shlo Ledaberim Chaver Afilu B'Divrei Torah, and there were Chachamim who would avoid even speaking Divrei Torah in the Beis HaKnesses. Kadesh Lo Yachshedu Shomea. Maybe the onlooker will suspect that he's talking Divrei Chol, and Yoru Hetel Yatzman, and they'll say, well, if this Talmud Chacham is speaking, then I can certainly speak. So that's the extra zehirus and care and meticulous care that we have to behave in a very strict way. Now, I would just add a footnote here that he shouldn't completely ignore, those who are around him. Sometimes they're friends or associates. He should be cordially friendly to them. Again, there are many dinim about what you're allowed to say and can you give sholem and before davening and so forth. But the bottom line is that you want to be amicable and friendly, and how much more so you have to be careful when you put on your talis, you know, that you shouldn't smack the guy who's standing or sitting next to you. And he says that the zahiris, this care that we have to have about speaking in the Beis HaKnesses, we're not only talking about speaking during the davening, because if it's during the davening, that doesn't have anything to do with the Beis HaKnesses. A person would have to be careful in general while he's davening. Shelo ledaber mitchilas ha-tefila v'ad sofa, on anything that's not relevant directly to the tefila. And here he quotes the Gemara in Brachas, Ein tefilos shel adam nishmas ela b'beis hakneses. There's a certain school of power for a tefila in the Beis HaKnesses. And the Gemara says in Brachas Daf Ches, Kol mi sheyesh lo Beis HaKnesses b'iro v'eino nichnas l'sham, if he doesn't go into the Beis HaKnesses, which is the communal location for davening, is nikra shochen ra v'goreim golus li'atzmo. And that's not being part of a community, that's being porish min hatzibur. He's a shochen ra. Asher al kein roi l'shtalu mi'ol l'spalu Beis HaKnesses. A person should try with all his might to daven in the Beis HaKnesses. Afilu im muchrach l'spalu b'yochid. Yelech Beis HaKnesses v'yispal. Even if he can't daven with the tzibur in the Beis HaKnesses, let him daven alone as a yochid in the Beis HaKnesses. The Beis HaKnesses is a mokom ha-mesugal l'tfila. To the tefillah being on a highest level, being accepted on high, v'kolshkein shetzarech l'shtadl harbe l'spal beis hakneses matzibur. And of course, the ideal situation, he should push himself to make sure that he davens with the tzibur in the beis hakneses, not to daven at home, and not even to daven in a house where there's a minyan, unless it's an onus gadol, unless it's absolute, like for example, beis ovel in other cases. Ki ma'abid tova harbe, by not davening in the beis hakneses, he's forfeiting a great merit and a great power to his tefillah. V'day bozeh l'mishi yesh lo lev tov, ki misha ein lo lev tov lo yikonsu bo dvarim kahena v'kahena. If you're not open to it, if you don't have a good heart, then it's not shayach to give these words of musar and chizuk and hope that it'll penetrate into your heart. But if you have a good heart and you're open to aliyah, to raising your level in spirituality, then these are the things that you have to know, and these are the things that should awaken you and strengthen you in these areas of tefillah, of davening in a Beis HaKnesses, of mora Beis HaKnesses. The next section that he has here, the Peleoitz, is about the Beis HaMedrash. So as opposed to the Beis HaKnesses, which is miyuchad l'tefillah, the Beis HaMedrash, of course, is miyuchad for tefillah, for Torah, for limud Torah. And he opens his discussion about the Beis HaMedrash by quoting a Gemara in a few places, Sukkah and Kiddushin, in Pogaba b'cham aluval zeh mashchei l'Beis HaMedrash. The Beis HaMedrash is a place where you protect yourself from the Yetzahara. You involve yourself and you throw yourself into the learning of Torah, which will distance you from these alluring influences that try to take you out of the, away from the, stray from the right path. Im even hu nimoach, im barzul mitpotzets. If the Yetzirah is as powerful as a stone, he'll dissolve. If he's like a strong metal, like iron, he mitpotzets it. It just completely it blows up, so to speak. That's the power of a Beis HaMedrash. Beis HaMedrash is Mokom Shalom Devo Torah Barabim. It's a place for public study of Torah. V'roi liyachin b'chol mokom, b'chol ir v'ir, she miyuchad mokom, l'Beis HaMedrash l'bo Torah Barabim. Every single city should have its own Beis HaMedrash. Im yesh talmidei chacham b'ir, ye osfu kulam ki echad, midei yom yom, olai laila v'yelem kviyus l'mo b'iyun v'pilpul m'mokom, shalimam chafetz b'gefes o b'poskim v'chadome. So he calls upon the Talmidei Chachamim in the city to set up special interviews, designate special times during the day, during the night, when they have a kviyus, a set time to study b'iyun. He wants you to study in depth, with pilpul, with the didactics of Torah. B'makom shalibo chafetz. What part of the Torah? The Torah is endless, so just choose what you want. You could choose Gefes, which is, you know, Gemara Pshat, which is Gemara Pshat, with Rashi and Tosfos. Well, Poskim, we can learn something more in-depth and challenging, like the Poskim. And he seems to be advocating in favor of setting up times that would be appropriate and fit into the schedule of all the Talmidei Chacham in the city, so that the Beis Medrash is flooded with people, you know, packed, you know, from wall to wall. And that adds to intensify the atmosphere, the Ruach in the Beis HaMedrash. And it influences on everyone and uplifts them to a state of Talmud Torah. And in our discussions of the Musa movement, we spoke about Kelm and how much emphasis there was in the Beis HaMedrash in Kelm, the Beis HaTalmud of Kelm, that there was an atmosphere of learning, and the Beis HaMedrash was suffused with an ambiance that would be so conducive to the study of Torah. And he writes here, Omer Rabbi Senu, Oev Hashem, Shi'or Metzion Malachim Mikol Bati Knesios Ubati Midrashos. Now, he's shifting the emphasis here from Gemara Pshat to Poskim, which he calls Shi'or Metzion Malachim. That's really like the highest level, not just the Beis Medrash where people are learning Torah, but they're learning Halacha. The Ein Lo LaKadosh Baruch Hu Olamo, now that the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, what does Hashem have in this world? Ela Arbo Amos Shel Halacha Bilvad. So that's the Shi'or Mitzion Ba'Halacha. L'Shar Amo Di Ara, Yeh Lehem Mokom Kavu L'Ulmod B'Rabim Seder Chok L'Yisrael. Notice, if you have people who are not capable of learning Gefes, they're not capable of, they don't have the background or the ability to learn Gemara, Be'iyun, what they could do is they should have a Kfiyas Makom in this place, in this Beis Medrash, and they should learn the Seder Chok L'Yisrael, which is kind of a combination of Chumash with some Farshim and some Mishnayis. And amongst Sephardic Jews, that was very, very popular. It was called Chok. And it also was popular amongst Ashkenazim. Uba'erev Gamkin Yilbedu Barabim Mikra Mishnah. He says that perhaps the Ami Oretz, who are not advanced in their Torah studies, but nevertheless in the evening they can come and learn in an ambiance of Rabim, of many, many people learning together. They'll learn Mikra, they'll learn Pshat and Pasuk, they'll learn a little Mishnayis. V'yikulem eze tamen chochem sheyidrish lem diri agadav edinim u'musar. They should have a Torah scholar inspire them with words of Agadita and Musar. And that's how they're going to be Mekayim the mitzvah of Vigisa bo yomam v'layla. V'chein b'chol leil shishi yikvu medrash. He likes the idea that on Friday night, especially in the wintertime when there's a long Friday night, that people come gravitating towards the Beis HaMedrash to be koveh medrash. They should learn dinim. They should know the chukei elokim, the torosav, and all of the limudim like Mishnayis. And of course, they could read Tehillim as well, if need be. Matov manoim lilmod pamachas b'shavua seder tayag mitzvahs. He highly recommends going through the tayag mitzvahs on a weekly basis. Again, that's asking a lot. And l'kayim, and there are many mitzvahs which we cannot fulfill, or an individual cannot fulfill, but in the Shalma Parmes Vaseinu, that when we speak about the mitzvah and we cannot fulfill it, Hashem considers as if we fulfill the mitzvah. V'tov la'gever shal yimna gav tuv mi'atzmo val yimna atzmo beis hamedrash. If a person wants the best for himself, he should not avoid the beis hamedrash. On the contrary, he should gravitate to the beis hamedrash. Afilu pam achas. I'm not sure what he means by afilu pamachas. He's talking against someone who doesn't show up even once in the Beis HaMedrash. The al yatehu yitzro b'masos shov maduchim. You know, the Yitzro is very clever, coming up with all sorts of arguments. Koach gadol the Torah de Rabbim le rotzim v'nachasuf ne'ov shoshmaim. Don't miss out on that tremendous, awesome power of Torah, the Rabbim, the Torah of the many, which is a Ratzon in front of Hashem, it's a Nachas Ruach in front of Hashem. Uma gam belimud ha'iyun va'pilpul shein ha'Torah nikneis el b'chabura. And, you know, to stay home and learn on your own, that's not appropriate for limud Torah be'iyun, be'pilpul, because you need chabura. You know, there are different midos she'Torah's nikneis b'hem. You know, the kinyan ha'Torah. And the Mishnayos at the end of Avos speak about this, and one of them is of course learning b'chabura, learning with a chavrusa. Uksiv cherev al banim amru chazal cherev al sonim shel tamidichom shoshim v'abad v'yoskim b'torah. It's a terrible thing if everyone is learning on their own and they're not learning together. B'tzavta, b'chavrusa. And not only that, they'll distort the Torah itself. They won't understand the Torah. And it's called a chet. HaTorah nikneis in the Mishnah at the end of Avos, bepilpul chaver bedibuk chaverim, umagam levara adin al burio achavura tzichum yod. You know, you add something, I add something, you make a statement, I criticize, I comment, I ask a question. This is how the Torah is embellished. Now even in the lahavdil, in the secular or the university, they begin to appreciate the concept of chavrusa, and seminars and different groups that are learning together. That's the greatness of learning Talmud. I mean, we predate them by thousands of years. Shrei Omer, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, de rova ki osi trefa kamei machnif lekulo tabchai demchoza. When Rava had a question about a trefa, and he's looking at the animal trying to determine whether it's a trefa, he would gather together all the tabachim, you know, the butchers of Mechoza, that was Rava's city. Omer, he would declare, ki heich de limti lo seva mikashora. And vanan yasme de yasme manane basre. And he would make these statements about the fact that we are like yisomim if we don't have this dibuk haverim. Here he's inviting the tabochim who have experience, and they can analyze the situation and the reality. Omnam tzorach shehei halimud kedas ukealocha. And what it means is that the goal of learning is to finally reach the truth, the MS, and Paskin Shilus based on kedas ukealocha. And for that we need dibuk haverim. Shiumanim ze la zeba alocha. Velo chovlim zeba alocha. Velo yomar kablu dati. Person shouldn't be such a takif that he says, oh, my, it's either my way or the highway. I know the answer. I know the pshat. V'lo yehi tokev atzmo l'dvar halocha, tokeh atzmo l'dvar halocha, el kol echad v'echad yomer daito pamachasim kivlu, lo kivlu, lo kivlu. So he shouldn't be so insistent that over and over, time and again, people didn't accept his view, so he's going to still insist. Say it once. Let the people weigh it, and there'll be a jury, they'll decide whether they want to accept it or not. And if they don't accept it, they reject it, mayich paslo. He doesn't have to necessarily give up his opinion, he can still continue with his opinion. But lo yischazik miod listar divrei chavero. A person should not, you know, set for himself the goal and work overtime to be sosa divrei chavero, to contradict his friend. Ye odom, yirei shamayim, Modala emes, mekabel emes mimishamora, v'lo yevosh, ki modun drabonen hainu shivchehu. So at this point, the Pelyoitz is putting a tremendous emphasis on what's called modala emes. That even though you had initially a different opinion, but at the end of the day, you were convinced that Yenem's opinion is the correct one, and therefore you're modala emes. And that's called modun drabonen in his language. He's using that as an idiomatic phrase that he's quoting, Modun Drabbanan, Hainu Shivchehu, and that's really how great you are, because you're a Modun Drabbanan, you're a member of the rabbinic team that's Modal Emes, even if it means that you were wrong. Vim God lochiu va'ava ben ish u ben re'eu etzakol adam alachas kam v'kam ben chaver malomdu biyachad. If there's a... an obligation, a tremendous obligation to love every Jew, even a Jew that you hardly know, and certainly you have no learning Torah together with him. He's at your chavrusa. How much more so should chaverim who learn together have a love one for the other? That's called dibuk chaverim. And he quotes the Arizal, who says, "Tzarich shehei beineihem ava aza avas hanefesh ki guf echad ki ish echad." A tremendous demand for a high level of av, of love, amongst people who are learning Torah. To emphasizing the significance and the centrality of chavrusa learning, a Torah nicknames bepilpul chaverim, bedibuk chaverim. He says that's the way we clarify the Torah and understand it. He tells us of a sentence, a statement of Rava in Masechta Sanhedrin of Zayin Amud Beis, ki asa treifa kamei, we said he would gather together all the tabachim to answer the question and come to a conclusion. And that's called Manimim Zelazeb Alocha. And as we spoke about earlier, to admit the truth, to accept the truth, and not to be embarrassed about that. Modala Emes. In the Beis Medrash, we have to sit bi'ema ubi'yira. And we mentioned that the Kedushas Beis HaMedrash is greater even than the Kedusha of the Beis HaKnesses. That's Machlokas in the Sugya in Megillah. But we paskin that you're not allowed to change a Beis HaMedrash down to a Beis HaKnesses, because that's called Morid B'Kedusha. And therefore, kulam kechem akuda achas yoshim velomdim b'sofa brura ubinim ima kedosha ubishosha achochem doresh yamdu kulam b'shsika. If in the Beis Medrash the chacham is giving a drasha, everybody should be quiet. They should listen intently with chiba, with a great deal of love, and cherish every word. Lishmar v'las l'kayim. And Beis Medrash is out of place for joking around, for Kalas Rosh, for Dvar Betelim. And as we said before, the Kedusha of the Beis HaMedrash exceeds that of the Kedusha of the Beis HaKnesses. Kol Be'asor Kadma Shechinta, Shechin is going to be there in a Beis HaMedrash, which is for 10 people minimum. And we have to sit there, b'yom v'yira. And he says, "Ose ele yechelkom yoshev beis hamedrash v'imlo haheder hatov v'metzius hara." He says that even in the absence of good, it's still better than a ra. Im holich lishon, he says, it's not a good idea to sleep in a beis medrash. As we said before, there's a sicha betel is forbidden. Sok v'kal shrosh is inappropriate. And he quotes the famous pasuk in Yeshayahu Anovi, "Bibikesh zos miyelkem romos chatzera, I love el beisul yoschote umachti." He says, don't come into the Beis Medrash in order to desecrate the Beis Medrash. Better stay home. But im yuchal lochuf es yitzho leishev sham, Osek b'Torah shomer b'limudim lo ya'abid mi lelech lebeis hamedrash afilu pamachas. In every single occasion, take advantage of the opportunity to show up in the Beis Medrash to listen to Torah. Chazal tells in Chagiga Daf Tes, Eze chesron lo yuchal limnos zeh shenimnu chaveru l'dvar mitzvah lo nimni moyem. If he didn't participate in a mitzvah and his friends did, that's a loss, that's irreplaceable. The Omer of Hussein Uzal, Shal Kol Yom Shemona Odom Atzmo, Mona means he prevented himself. Milelech Li Yeshiva Shal Mato, meaning to show up in the Beis Medrash. Dochen Osol Yasulov Yeshiv Shal Mala, he'll lose his portion in the world to come. And the Pelioitz concludes this essay on the Beis HaMedrash by saying, Lochein Oev Nafsho Yechelkom Yoshev Beis HaMedrash Tomid. Person loves his own soul, he's going to gravitate always towards the Beis HaMedrash. Ashrei mi she'amala b'Torah v'yosa nachas ruach liyotza. Now, if you fast forward, he has a paragraph called Hishtadlus. Now, usually the word Hishtadlus means man's human effort and not relying totally on Hashem, because Ein Somchan al Nes. But here the Pelyoitz uses the term Hishtadlus in a slightly different context. And he says the following. Hishtadlus tzarech miod l'chol dover tov. And he's talking about putting an effort in for something that's the ultimate good, not only in spirituality, but also in the physical world, and not taking the attitude that Hakol Bidei Shamayim, and therefore I don't have to get involved, but rather, he says that Gzeira Gosu Chachmosu Yisbo Shalafi Haishtadlus Vacharitzu Shiyasu Ken Yokum Dovor, that sometimes, despite the fact that Hakol Bidei Shamayim, but sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu steps aside and he says it really depends on your Ishtadlus, your Charitzus, your energy force. That's Yokum Dovor. That's what's going to determine. And he speaks about the mitzvah of Hatzol. That's what I wanted to suggest, that the Pelyoitz has a unique use of the terminology Ishtadlus. He uses it for Hatzola. Hatzola means to save the life of a fellow Jew. And he said, Tzorech Ishtadlus v'charitzus uzrizus lahatzil lekuchim lamovis. Someone, Nebuch, his life is endangered. And come upon me, Ra'inu v'shamanu masim shahayochol lahatzil lekuchim lamovis b'dover kal. And we find that there was a way, and they could have implemented actions in order to save someone from death, but his rashi, sometimes they were laid back about it, and as a result, l'sof niskadla hamidura vashal heves ola chenitzrochem lasus poser godol kedei latzilo. In other words, had they responded and gathered together to save this person early enough, they wouldn't have to get into that desperate situation where they waited too late, they procrastinated, they said there's nothing to fear, and at the end, now they're going to have to spend endless amounts of sums to try to save this person. Perhaps he's talking about someone who's captured or an ill person. And halavai, in such a situation, we only hope, sheyuchlu latzilo, that at the end they will be able to successfully save his life. L'chein chiyuva ramya, this is an obligation imposed upon kolam, every member of the community, and the community as a whole. Befrat. So we're talking about the community and the individuals. Anyone should asher yesh lahem shem yad v'shem tov ben asorim. They might have an influence amongst the leaders of the government. L'mayr lahatzil asanofel biyodom, to save someone who gets caught up by the government. And this is the great mitzvah of Hatzolah. And he continues by saying, Godol mitzvah Hatzolah nefashos, shednitna kol haTorah lidochos al pikuach nefesh, to save a life is docha kol haTorah kula. V'kol shkein v'kal v'chomesh chayovim kol Yisrael lefazir kol mamonam. There's no limit to how much they should spend. Limkar to sell afilu bote, afilu sifrei toros. Bishvil Hatzolos Nefesh means that we have to spend, as we say, the sky is the limit, there's no limit. He quotes a statement in the Gemara in Sanhedrin Lamed Zayin. Omer Rabbi Seinus Al Kol HaMekayim Nefesh Achas Misur Ki Ilu Kiyem Olam Mole. If you save one soul, it's as if you save the entire world. Ki Avino Rishon Echad Hoy Avram. We're all like one person. If you save one person, it's like saving the whole world. And therefore, L'chol dover tov l'mayr, l'shtadil, l'kol shavakochu, ya'os ha'shem ha'tov, b'enu v'yasa, v'koveh eschar harbeh, l'mishtadil, ki yuhu gomer, v'yosa. How much reward is designated, is set aside for someone who saves a nefesh achas mi'Yisrael. So that's a short paragraph about hishtadlus. He also speaks about Hatzola is a separate paragraph. And Hashkama that we spoke about earlier is also a separate section. The person coming early. And he has a section about Hider Mitzvah, which reflects on the love of a Jew. He has a section on Hachana, how important it is to prepare for a Mitzvah, not just to jump into the Mitzvah. And he has a section on the negative midah of hakpada, people are makpid on their own coven. And of course, halbonas ponim, the terrible avera of humiliating someone. But perhaps this essay, for next time, if we have time, of hachana, is a very interesting one. We'll try to make a little note of it, that Emir Tzashem, next week, if we have time. It'll be Yontif next week, but perhaps we'll find the time for this Hachana section in the Kaliyah.